The flip-flopping of Drs. Prasad, Makari, and Levi is disturbing. Before Dr. Prasad became a federal employee, he said, quote, "We must do randomized trials. It is scientifically and morally wrong to push policies year after year with no credible data they help. I look forward to the future society that fully embraces the power of randomization." Then, as an FDA employee, he said, quote, "Randomized trials are not always needed, but they are sometimes needed." Before FDA employment, Prasad strongly criticized the FDA for approving drugs based on weak surrogate immunogenicity endpoints, which measures antibodies, that does not prove clinical benefit. But he flip-flopped as an FDA employee and said, quote, "Based on prior immunologic endpoints, that means proof that the vaccine can create antibodies in people, companies can apply for approval for 65 and older and/or people at high risk of severe COVID-19, which effectively means 100 to 200 million Americans. This was authored by both Prasad and Makari. Before becoming FDA commissioner, Dr. Makari criticized a CDC study and said, quote, "And that CDC study didn't show any outcomes, it only showed a bump in antibodies. Acknowledging a bump in antibodies is meaningless because that does not prove clinical benefit." He also said, quote, "It didn't seem to matter to the CDC that 75.2% of children under the age of 11 already have natural immunity." He co-authored a paper showing that boosters in young, healthy children could cause more harm than benefit. Both Drs. Prasad and Makari know better. They know that a vaccine must prevent the disease and its transmission. The mRNA gene therapy does neither. Before Dr. Levy became a federal employee, he criticized mRNA vaccines and questioned their safety and effectiveness, claiming that they can cause harm and even death. And a January 2023 post on X demanded that all COVID-19 vaccination programs stop immediately. But as a member of the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, he said, quote, "We are going to very much stay away from the narratives or statements about safe and effective. We don't believe these are appropriate or scientific language to talk about the issues related to vaccination." During his HHS confirmation hearing, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, quote, "The COVID-19 vaccine was the deadliest vaccine ever made." And he repeatedly and publicly questioned the safety and effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines. On August 8, 2025, HHS Secretary Kennedy canceled $500 million worth of mRNA contracts, arguing the mRNA vaccines are not effective and not as safe as alternatives. But on August 28, 2025, he said, quote, "Keep vaccines available for those who want them." Since the COVID-19 injection is not a vaccine as defined scientifically and legally by the CDC, FDA, NIH, NIAID, NCI, U.S. Patent Office, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, they arbitrarily and capriciously defy President Trump's executive order, the Ninth Circuit's ruling, agencies, and institutes, and thereby put 100 to 200 million Americans at risk. Since the FDA is responsible for protecting the public health by assuring the safety, efficacy, and security of human products, the FDA also provides accurate, science-based health information to the public.